Hey, everyone. It's Jess Miller from Maine Public Radio. Last summer, we brought you Essential Salt, a collection of stories about living and working in Maine, all produced by students at the Salt Institute for Documentary Studies in Portland. This summer, we're launching a new series called Greetings from Maine. The idea is to celebrate the changing seasons and, you know, depending on the weather, maybe commiserate a little bit. We'll do this through short stories or audio postcards aimed at capturing snapshots of life around the state and the everyday joys and challenges of being a Mainer. I'm going to share one of the stories from our new spring album with you now. It's about three friends tackling some spring cleaning, but it's also about how important it is to tune into signals about what's working in your life and also what isn't. This story starts in a basement.
This place is completely different than it was.
Yay! I'm glad that you say that.
Well, in this corner,
where Pilar and Tobin are working with their friend Hannah.
Pilar.
Yes.
Do you know what this box is? It's at least one pufferfish.
Oh. Uh-oh.
This is Pilar.
So we bought this house 4-5 years ago, and I feel like we haven't moved in yet.
Pilar is an artist who sees potential in almost every material.
Pilar would live in Pee-wee's Playhouse if there was like a daily duster and a maid. Like,
yeah,
that's Pilar's aesthetic.
That would be, yeah.
Tobin is a director at a Unitarian Universalist church, and he's more of a minimalist.
Like, I have a really hard time when there's like little piles of stuff on things. It's not that it like looks messy, although that, but it just makes me a little bit anxious.
Now that he and Pilar are building a home together,
I'm trying to accumulate my own stuff and decide like, whoa, what is worth keeping and what to let go of.
And that starts in the basement.
Oh my God, your Blockbuster membership card. Hell yes. This is from 2007.
Oh my God,
it's your dad's Blockbuster card.
Oh my God, you should turn those into like Christmas ornaments.
Tobin and Pilar are some of Hannah's oldest friends and newest clients.
I've been taking some jobs as a professional organizer.
Hannah's always been that person whose space feels put together.
I know how to make spaces work. Ever since I was a kid, I had the eye to design things so that I would have space for people to come and gather and be together. It doesn't have to be fancy or expensive, but there are ways to make spaces calm and inviting.
When we first started talking about doing this with Hannah, I was like, I don't know if it's more scary with a friend or less scary with a friend. It feels so vulnerable to like be like, yep, I am a trash monster secretly. I've been like hoarding plastic bags in the bottom of our house.
That's me. You're the boxes.
Yeah.
Keep it straight.
Perfectly good boxes.
Back in the basement, three friends open boxes and drawers, sorting through memories and stories as they went.
Robin, how do you feel about our gallon of maple?
Oh my God, that was one of the things I knew we were destined for one another when I saw that.
Tell me, what is that?
My father gave us a gallon of maple syrup, 128 full ounces, and said it was for Tobin and I to split. I think it was his first gift to us as a couple. And so I split it down the middle and I don't like the put the dotted line, Tobin's half and my half, which is it's like vertical, so it's not possible.
Which is why I love it so much.
Oh, and the ghost of Momo.
Yeah. Hannah caught a glass shelf from a huge hutch that belonged to Tobin's mother, Momo.
I never asked you about Momo. Can I, or is this...
You can ask me about Momo.
Yeah, is that all right?
Okay. My mom was a creative, silly, wonderful, sensitive, wild woman. She died when I was 21. So she's been out of my life for longer than she was in it. And... In 1996, or 1995, whatever, like, this was an expensive piece of whatever. So my dad held onto it for a really long time until he just didn't anymore. So I wasn't ready to let it go.
Momo's personality still looms large.
Yeah, Momo wouldn't like that is what usually what I say when I'm like, I don't want that. Momo would not approve. She was a character. She would like get an idea, like stenciling pineapples onto the stair. So, you know, like as you were going up the stairs, or like she made a, God bless her. She made a scene on our radiator and she like painted, it was like snowy and beautiful. And then she put apple trees. I was like, what are you doing? Apple trees don't grow in the snow. But yeah, she was a character.
Momo's likes and dislikes live on in little rituals.
There was, like, never a Campbell soup casserole recipe that she met that she wouldn't try.
Every year on when Momo, on the anniversary of Momo's death, I send Tobin a Campbell soup, like, gif.
Yep. A couple of years ago, I was really kind of feeling it, and Pilar made a bunch of casseroles. Pretty cute, yeah.
The hutch is heavy. It doesn't really fit into Pilar and Tobin's life, but it has a lot of feelings attached to it. Hannah understands its weight and can see its possibilities. They dust the shelves. They start stacking the hutch with Pilar's quilting supplies.
And now this is like a nice tribute to it because she would have she would have had a bunch of half-finished projects in here.
This kind of bulky, complicated item starts to feel a little bit lighter.
The first time you came in, the language that you used was like, let's get the energy flowing. I was like, okay, woo-woo. Like, we're just cleaning up boxes in the basement. Come on now. But it actually was like, oh, like, we could see from one side of the basement all the way to the other side of the basement. There was a clear path, and there was just like a lift.
Back at Hannah's house, I ask if balancing all these emotions and decisions ever gets complicated.
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't, but it could, I think. I wouldn't have been able to do this job even 5 years ago, because I don't think I could have, especially with friends, but to separate my own intentions from what other people want. And our stuff, our spaces, like allowing someone into your house, that's very intimate, especially down into like the basements or the closets where the boxes with the history lie.
For many of us, spring cleaning is a time of reckoning, making decisions about how we want our homes to be, how we want our lives to be. Hannah knows firsthand how powerful this can be.
I mean, I really believe that changing spaces can drastically improve your life and give you peace and some freedom.
This is why Hannah is doing this work. About a month ago, Hannah made a change that had been a long time coming.
I left my job. I really left my last career, which I had worked in for a little bit over a decade, working as an architectural designer at an engineering firm. It took a long time to leave that job. It was really important to me for a long time, and it provided a lot of stability and security, which I really needed. But fear really kept me hanging on. And I had great colleagues, and there was nothing wrong with that career at all, but it wasn't a good fit anymore. I had top surgery when I was 43. So I've been on like a long, slow journey of growing into the person that I actually am instead of trying to fit a different mold. And in every one of those small steps, it has allowed more space for being more authentic in the world. It just is allowing me to believe that there is more for me than showing up somewhere and sitting at a desk.
What a big time of change for you.
Big time of change. Sometimes I'm like, who is this person? I started gardening, cut flower gardening. I started quilting. I like really have been leaning into middle age in this lovely, lovely way. So, I mean, I think it's great, but also my 20-year-old self would have totally made fun of this person.
But I also think they'd feel right at home because Hannah's created a place where there's room to grow. While we were wrapping up, Hannah told me something about gardening, that early February and March can be really hard months for indoor plants here in Maine.
They've had a long, dark winter, and they get glimpses of like strong sun and they want to send off all their shoots, but it's not quite time yet.
Knowing when it's time to go for it and to send yourself out into the world, that's part of the gamble and the suspense we all weather, especially in spring, especially this year for Hannah.
It does feel a little bit like I was gathering strength at my old job, and I was paying off debts, and I was getting more clarity on who I am and what's important to me, and now I don't know. It's time to try something new, and I have all the energy stored that I needed to sort of break out and trust that I'm gonna figure it out.
Tending to our needs takes courage, and sometimes even small changes like repotting a plant or decluttering a space can lead to some very big progress.
I've spent a lot of time afraid, and I'm a lot less afraid than I used to be.
Thanks for listening. I'm Jess Miller from Maine Public Radio, and this story is part of a new storytelling series called Greetings from Maine. You can find out more about the series and listen to even more stuff at mainepublic.org/storytelling. This episode was produced by Brenna Farrell and me, Jess Miller, with help from Jane Donahue. Susan Tran is our executive producer.